Hi, Jake. How are you? Happy Hello. Wednesday.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going good?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, we're halfway through the week. We're getting closer to Friday. So that's a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you work all day long and probably all week. So especially when it comes to glass, you know, you need something replaced, they call you. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I know you've been speaking with Tara, my representative, and she does such a wonderful job, you know, explaining the basics of her program. And I'm just grabbing these notes that she did send over to me. But I wanted to ask, you know, aside from pricing, if you had any questions regarding placement or the programming that we do. Anything in particular that, you know, you have a question on?
I mean, nothing really. My biggest question is just the price.
Okay. You got it. And we're going to get to that, the meat and potatoes of it, right? So I see the website. By the way, great looking website. Did you do that on your own?
Thank you. No. I have a friend that went to school for whatever that's called, and he built it for me.
Well, let me tell you, you better give your friend kudos on that. Did a wonderful job on it. So I see
you
do shower glass, tabletops. You do all kinds of stuff, custom glass, auto, residential, commercial. I was just going to say, right? Awesome.
Yep.
And then I did notice that there is a Google profile page. Did you do that on your own? Or was that through another company?
Nope, I did that on my own.
Okay, well, good job. That's the first step. So great job on that. I noticed that it has an address listed there. Is that like your office location that people go to, or is that like a home address?
Yes.
Okay, it's an actual location.
Shop address.
Perfect. Okay, because typically I know when businesses can verify themselves, like at their home address, it appears, right? So, okay, good. So definitely it's somewhere that people could, you know, go to. Okay. What about Facebook? Have you ever created a Facebook page for the business, or do you even use Facebook at all?
Yep. Bemidji Glass Company, they get their own page.
Okay. And you just do posts on there? Do you do any ads or anything? Or just pretty much just a Facebook page?
Nope. Sometimes I'll run ads, like springtime, fall, summer, you know, if there's something, some special buy or something, I guess, you know.
Like a promotion? Okay.
Yep.
They're on Facebook. Awesome. How do you like it when you've ran ads on Facebook?
They're okay. I don't know. They work. I think it's good to get your name, image, you know, and everything out there. I don't know.
Branding.
How well they work. Yeah. I don't know. I think all advertising is good. It's just how much you want to spend, I guess.
Right. Now, so I know that you're in a small town, right? So typically you're traveling. How far would you say you typically travel, or, you know, would you want to target? Would you say?
I would like to target as many people as I can, but I guess, I mean, that's kind of the natural answer, right? You want as much business as you possibly can. I don't know.
Well, yes and no, because see, with a lot of businesses, right, depending on the industry, there's some businesses, they like to target high-end areas. For you, I think being in a small town, you would probably want to obviously target a little bit outside of your area, right, what's considered your local area. So it just depends. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a breakdown, right, when we're talking about the first page placement on Google, in that local map, what it will target is your zip code, and it'll get you found 15 miles around, sometimes 20, depending on the area, around your location, right, where you're PIN verified. So it'll get you found within that distance. Now, for us to target outside of that, which is outside of what we consider your local area, outside of those 15 to 20 miles, then we would either have to run Google Ads, which you know are the ones at the top, or you run Facebook ads. With Facebook ads, you can target up to 50 miles. right? With Google Ads, you can target up to 100 if you wanted, which I would never recommend because, one, gas prices are outrageous, and two, it's really spreading yourself thin when you do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but if you wanted to cover 40, 60 miles, I mean, you could even do that with Google Ads as well. It just depends. I mean, with Google Ads, you could do specific zip codes. You could do by county or by mile radius. So that's why I was kind of trying to gauge, you know, how far you really want to target. Just to kind of give you, there are two packages that you could go with. The first one that I would recommend would be our Google and Facebook marketing package, which is our platinum package, okay? Being that you're a new business and you've already PIN verified your company, so it's not like we got to do that. It's already been done. With that package, I'm able to discount it for you at the new in business rate at $299 a month. That's month to month. No setup fee. That includes first page placement on Google, content on Bing. We would include Facebook ads. With the Facebook ads, we can make them unique to target a specific audience by interest, income level, or by location. We can direct them that when they click on your ad, they either call you directly, they can send you a message through Facebook, or they can go directly to your website. A lot of our clients have seen great results. And then we do the directory submission, which gets you listed on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just to name a few. Your website's attached wherever we're promoting your business. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we also give you exposure on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So that pretty much covers all of your bases. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other package, if you went with our Premier Platinum, which includes Google Ads instead of the Facebook ads, that one would run you $4.99 a month. So it gives you the Google Ads, the local map first page, directory submission, the voice-activated searches, and then the mobile platform package.
Okay.
Those would be your two options. I mean, I don't know. What do you feel most comfortable with, Jake?
You know, to me, I think that's a little bit more money than I want to spend right now.
Okay.
Just because I am new and the advertising that I am doing, I'm spending quite a bit on, and I'm fairly busy. And I just, I don't know that I want to try and do a whole bunch more and get stretched in.
What are you currently doing right now? I mean, getting your name out there.
Radio.
I see a lot. Radio? Wow, how's that working? How do you like it?
It's expensive, but I'm fairly busy, especially with just me and a part-time guy.
Oh,
so
this is a part-time gig? Oh, my.
No, my helper is a part-time guy.
Oh, your helper is. Okay, okay.
Yep.
I was going to say, wow, you're really taking off.
No. And honestly,
okay.
Right now, it's just so hard to get things that I'm not consistently busy enough for two or three people. I mean, when it takes 6 weeks to order something, I run out, measure, quote, get somebody a price. If they want to order it, it's 2 months before I'm ever back to put it in.
Oh, man.
There's such a delay. A lag time. Yeah, that, you know, I mean, I have a bunch of work that is ready to order or ready to go in if it comes in, but I'm just kind of, you know, hanging out, waiting for it. So that's the biggest reason, you know, I don't have another full-time guy. But hopefully one day this will change.
So I noticed that I also saw that there's Home Advisor, Angie's Leads. Is that current?
Yep.
Is that something you're, how's that working? Are you getting a lot of good leads from there? Or are those like on pause?
Yeah. No, honestly, it's just a lot of small, like easy, fix the door, put a screen window in. I mean, simple things that honestly, that's keeping me pretty busy too. And it's all things that I can do right now.
That's good. Yeah. And I mean, I know it's a pay per lead, but it sounds like you're at least getting your money back on what you're investing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know it seems a little out of your price range, right? Because you're kind of investing a lot, you know, in radio right now, advertising and stuff. Aside from price, I mean, which package did you like best?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Either one, honestly, is really, I think all advertising is good. I think it all works. It's just, you know, what feasibly you can afford, I guess, is my biggest thing.
Okay. The reason that I ask is because I get what's offered to me, right? I get a credit. It's called a friends and family rate. They actually give me two of them a month to use for, of course, any family member or friend that I might have that wants to promote their company on Google. But I mean, obviously I got to have a position available for them. I've never used them only because I don't know anybody, right? Everybody is either retired or they work for someone. Unfortunately, no one's ever pulled the trigger on running their own business. So,
okay.
I mean, before I even ask my manager, I mean, I could go to him and ask him if he'll, you know, give me the approval to offer it to you. I'm not going to lie and tell him, oh, listen, this is an old high school friend or it's my long lost cousin. You know, I mean, I would be transparent, but if I could get that approval, I mean, it would bring down the packages from $299, it would bring it down to $249. The Premier Platinum, it would bring it down to $449. But you would be coming in, obviously, at my friends and family rate, so it's not like a price that would change on you. I mean, I know it's only like a $50 difference. I mean, I don't know if that would be more feasible for you or not. But I'd rather run it by you before I even ask. You know what I mean? To see what you thought about that.
And at $249 a month, what exactly would I be getting? Like, what exactly
it would still
tomorrow?
Yeah, at the $249 a month, it's still going to give you, it's still everything that's included in the package. It's just the only thing that would change is you would be coming in at my friends and family rate. So you're still going to have
okay.
the Facebook ads. You're still going to have the directory submission, the first page placement on Google, and all of that. With the Premier Platinum, it's still the same. Everything's still included in that package, the Google ads and so forth. It's just that it would only bring your cost down to $449 as opposed to paying $499. You see what I mean? So it's just
it's
bringing down your rate $50. And whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, you're still at that same rate on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. And at $249, do I have to do the ads and everything, or is that something?
No, we're managing it all. Yeah, no. We're generating it all. Yeah, we're doing the work. All you got to do is answer your phone. You know what I mean? No, we're the ones managing it. I mean, you would just have to add us on as managers to your Google profile, so that way we can optimize it and maintain it. And the same thing would be with your Facebook, right? Because we're going to be managing your ads. You don't have to do any of that. We would be doing it for
okay.
you.
And when
okay?
you say you guys will be managing it, you guys will be, like, giving me a proof before you run an ad or before you post something?
That is something that is conducted during your client interview. So we set up what's called a client interview with one of our technicians, and what they do is they go over, like, all your keywords. They go over the areas that you want to target. They talk to you about the Facebook ads. Yeah, and, I mean, if you want the Facebook ad changed, then you just let us know. We want to make sure that we're creating the content based off of what you want, right? Not just doing it because, oh, this is what we think. So, yeah, no, we always take your input on everything. But, yeah, we would be managing it for you.
In at $249, am I, like, signing a year-long contract or anything?
No. Great question, though. Great question to ask. No, with all of our packages, Jake, our company, what they ask is that you at least stick it out 2 months, right? It's what we call a two-month verbal agreement. You're paying monthly, though. We're not asking you to pay 2 months up front, okay? And the reason is because, you know, with Google, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's a process. But just to share that timeline with you, so within 5 to 7 days, the directories, you'll be submitted to the directories within 5 to 7 days. We'll also send you your login credentials because you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. This way you can track your results. So we'll send you a username and a password. Now, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be up and running. Typically,
now,
when
you say... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Your question?
Well, I was just going to say with like the Facebook ads, I mean, are you running like one ad a day or one ad a week, or how does that work?
Facebook ads, typically I could tell you like the Facebook ads are about, just to kind of give you a rough idea, like how many ads, right? So if you break down Facebook ads, it typically is about 50 cents per click. You're not incurring the cost per click. We are, because we're providing it to you at a flat rate. Okay. So what we allocate from that $249, we allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads. We're managing it. So which means you're going to have a better conversion rate. In fact, when you compare Google ads, okay, across all industries, is about a 4% conversion rate. Okay. It's about a $10 click on the Google ads, right? When you compare it to Facebook ads, they're expensive, huh? When you compare it to Facebook ads, okay, it's an average 50 cents per click. And across all industries, it's about a 9% conversion rate. I mean, it's double the conversion rate. It's a big difference, right? And so we make sure that, you know, when your ads, that we're at least having that stretch for the month, if that makes sense. You know, a lot of times people like to run ads, you know, to promote a special they're having or what have you. You're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. So anytime you want to make changes, you feel like running a promotion, you're always going to have the assistance of your account management team. Okay. Through your client dashboard, you could also add keywords if you want. You can make changes yourself. But again, you know, we've created it where there's a business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on, and then there's a business owner that's like, I don't want to deal with any of it. You guys do it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm paying. So we've created it for both type of business owners.
Okay. Yeah, I think for $249, I would like to do that, if that's possible, I guess.
Yeah, let me just see if I can get the approval code from him. I'll be honest with you, 99.9%. I could say he's going to give it to me because I don't ever come to him for anything. Unless if I really feel like, listen, I need some help here, you know. This is a good company, great fit, so let me do this. What's the best email for you, Jake?
Sales, S-A-L-E-S.
Uh-huh.
At my company name, Bemidji Glass Company, everything is spelled out, .com.
Uh-huh. Okay, give me 1 second. He's chatting me back. I have the Google chat, so it's like you could tell when they're typing.
It's
cool when you have Google chat, because you know what's funny is because it's like on my iPhone, and I laugh because I tell my daughter, you have your read receipt on. So Cynthia, when I message you and you don't answer me back, I know that you read it. And she's like, oh, sorry, Mom, my bad. Don't read it and not respond to me. Is what I tell her.
Yeah.
I tell her, you got 24... Amal, you got 24 hours to respond to your mother or else you're going on the bad list. Okay.
Now, and what is your guys' company, or who do you work for?
Our company is called Local Splash. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. So, in fact, we have a birthday coming up this December. We'll be 18 years in business. I've actually been with the company 5 years myself, so... We've been around for a good minute.
All right. And how did you get like my my name. Or yeah. How did that come about?
Yeah, so what we have, I mean, we work with many businesses, right, throughout the United States. And so we work with one company per industry, per area. That's where the exclusivity comes in, because we want to ensure, you know, that the company that we're working with, right, is getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure. So when we have a position that opens up, we have an inventory department that creates a list of potential businesses that might qualify for that position. Depending on the category and where it's located, they create this list of businesses that have some type of online presence but aren't obviously on the first page, okay? Now, okay. You were speaking with Tara earlier, one of my representatives, and so it's her and a team of reps that are given a list, and their job is to go down that list and find us a company that qualifies, right? So what we look for is to work with a company, you know, that has a good reputation online, obviously provides a quality service, but most of all, a company that can handle more business, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, Tara does her research. She looks to see, okay, what kind of presence do they have out there? So this list is created. It could be when you register the company. You know, there's some type of online presence out there. Like I automatically, when I typed in your company name, it showed me your profile page on Google. It showed me the directories. I saw your website. So you have a good online presence, but just not on the first page, right? Now, no. Tara had chatted me and had asked me, you know, do you think you can talk to him? I feel he's a great fit. You know, he meets the requirements, and that's why you and I went continuing on with the conversation. I mean, hands down, you do good work. I mean, from what I've seen and read, I mean, and I don't even know you that well. You know what I mean? But from what I've seen,
yep, thank you.
I mean, you're providing a quality service. And I have to tell you, I mean, really, hands down, for being in business coming up on a year, I mean, you've done well. You've really done well. I see businesses
thank
that
you.
Have been in business for 20 years and they're so late to the internet game. You know what I mean? Getting online.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. I just got the approval code. He told me to tell you congratulations coming up on your first year. So I just got the approval code. Let me just put that in.
Cool.
And what I'm doing right now, Jake, is you're going to be receiving two emails from me. Okay, they're both coming from Nadine Medina. The first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it shows you that the cost is $249 a month with everything that's included. Okay. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you have an idea of how the reports look from the analytics. So you're going to be able to track your phone calls, you know, see your campaign. You're going to be able to track everything, even where they perform the search from. Okay. So not
okay.
just take our word for it that it's working. You can also see it there too. Okay. Now, on this number that we're speaking on, can you receive text messages to this number?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome.
And,
so
and that's one thing I did. So my business phone number
uh-huh.
rings to my cell phone.
Oh.
So
okay.
Anybody calls, no matter, like right now I'm in Las Vegas at a glass show. I'm nowhere near
Are you really?
Minnesota. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And the only
wow.
reason I did that is just so I can be reached no matter
yeah.
what. And you know, it's 2022, I mean, I don't need a landline. I want people, if they got a question or something, I want them to be able to call me and talk to me.
You know, you would be surprised. I speak with business owners all day long, and I'll tell you this. A lot of business owners, I get it. You're in the middle of a job, right? You can't answer the call. Half of them
yep.
don't even have a voicemail set up. And it'll say
yep.
voicemail is not set up. And that's like you're running a business, at least have the voicemail set up because you're losing – potential clients, right?
Yep.
So that's awesome
they're
you have it set up like that.
That they don't care. Yeah.
I don't know. I've spoken with some and where they're like, I need work. And I'm all, you know, your voicemail's not set up, right? You've got to set up that voicemail, you know? But I guess they just, you know, some of them, you know, you got to kind of like tell them, listen, you got to do this. You got to make sure you got this set up. So, okay, what I'm going to do, so the 218-766-9223, if I send you a text message, it'll go through, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send you 3 text messages while we're on the phone. So the first one, although Jake, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like to provide my information just so that you have it. So I'm sending one with my name, number, and extension. And then I'm also sending you customer services number. So whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here, in fact, 9 to 6 because you're 2 hours ahead, if I'm not mistaken. You're on Central Time, right? Okay. Well, right now you're on the same time zone as us, but...
I was going to say, right now.
You're like, right now, you guys called me like way early. No. And I also sent you a link. It's to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. So when you get a chance, take a look at the video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results through your client dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
So by chance, did those 3 come through to you yet?
Yes.
They did. Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay, perfect. And then I have your first name is Jake, or is it Jacob, and you go by Jake?
Nope, Jake.
Okay. And what's your last name, Jake?
Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N.
Okay. And then I'm just going to be verifying information with you. I always like to make sure everything's accurate. Phone number listed right now on Google is the 218-766-9223, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the address that I do see showing on there, and I'm going to make sure that we don't want that address hidden. That is an actual shop that people can go to. I see it is 987 Industrial Park Drive Southeast. Is that what the SE stands for?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. And that's Bemidji. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Okay. I hate when I mispronounce things. It drives me crazy.
Well, it's kind of a tough name to say.
I'm like, hold on. Let me sound out the syllables. Let me go back to, you know, elementary school when you're learning, you know, how to sound out everything. We've been working with my grandson on that. We're like, what is, because he calls me Granny Goose. I don't know where he got that from, but whatever. And then I tell him, okay, Sebastian, so what does Granny Goose start with? And what letter? And he's like, I don't know. I'm almost the same letter as Grandpa. Don't be silly. And he just starts laughing. Okay, so, and then I got the website link is there, Facebook page. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to go over billing. The card that you're using, Jake, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
And how does your name read on the card? Is it just Jake Hoffman?
Jake R. Hoffman.
Okay. And then it says Bemidji Glass Company on it?
Correct.
Okay. Is the company spelled out or just CO?
CO.
Okay. Same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. 3779 7 8 9 0 7 7 7 3 0 0 8.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 3779 7 8 9 0 7 7 7 3 0 0 8.
Correct.
And expiration month and year?
2 of 27.
2 of 27. And the security code?
3460.
3460. With all those sevens, you're in Vegas. You better play. 777. That's the lucky numbers. Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So it's going to outline our service agreement, again, an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Jake, as I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, please do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and I'll rephrase it. But first, I'll review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bemidji Glass Company.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jake Hoffman, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Jake, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And we know at times you might be in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 hours. We might have an update on your account. So just as long as you reply within 24 hours, okay? Also,
yep.
Keep in mind that, you know, you might get someone calling you from another company, not related to us, trying to sell you another type of product. They are not from our company. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. If someone calls you to say you got to pay $5 for your Google verification, you don't give them a dime. You take down that number, disconnect the call, provide us with that number so we can handle it on our end. And we'll also set up a security question for you as well to prevent that. So that way you know if it's us
okay.
or not, okay? Now, okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying before you do, give us a call so we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you having to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 19th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $200. And $49. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be made on November 19th, 2022 in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, Jake, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is that number that I sent you by text. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So just make sure that you would call 3 days before the 19th to either pause or cancel your account so this way you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package. I will then process the payment, and we're going to send you your receipt via email as well as through a text message, okay? The next thing I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview, okay? The client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, and it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. So I do, the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving, okay? How does your schedule look for today?
Not good.
Not good. Okay, what about tomorrow?
No, I'm actually flying back home tonight, and
okay.
I'll be in the office tomorrow. So tomorrow, like any time in the morning, would be great.
Okay, so let's look at tomorrow's schedule because I want to see what time works for you. You're like, not today. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Tomorrow, whatever time I give you, Jake, it's going to be based off of your time zone. Tomorrow, I have an appointment. The earliest appointment I have is 10 to 11, your time.
Okay, let's do 10 o'clock. That's fine.
Okay, so tomorrow they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? If you do want something late in the afternoon, the latest I would have is 6 to 7 your time. And then I have times in between. So
okay.
You want the 10 to 11?
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? They'll call you between 10 and 11 o'clock. You want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need like 5 more minutes or 20 more minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, hey, can you call me back in 20 minutes? And they'll call you back, okay? They're
okay.
Also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up, okay? Just to kind of remind you, like, hey, we're calling in the hour, all right? So let me do this. And then we're going to go over some notes. They're basic notes for the technician just so they know where to start from. Obviously, I know you do residential, commercial, and auto glass, right?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else in particular you want me to notate on here? They're going to go over more keywords with you and so, but I just want to notate, you know, the basics. Anything else I'm missing?
I mean, not really. I mean, honestly, like you said earlier.
Okay.
You know, anything glass really. I mean, whether it's a tabletop, a picture frame, mirror, shower door, windshield in your vehicle, you know, fireplace, doors. I mean, anything really.
You're like anything, anything to do with glass. I can't believe we're already going to be Thursday tomorrow. My goodness, this month is like flying. Okay. It does. It really does. And then now, okay, one thing I did want to tell you, so we can actually, as an option, it's not an additional charge, but if you'd like, okay, we can put what's called a tracking number, okay? The tracking number, it comes with an app that you download from the app store. It allows you to track your calls and your messages. Would you be interested in a tracking number or just keeping it as your number that shows now? It would be linked actually to your phone number, the tracking number.
Okay, I think just keeping it as it is.
Okay, sounds good to me. And then with the Facebook ads, do you want us to cover the max of 50 miles?
Yes.
Okay, and then your preferred method of contact. Do you prefer phone, text, email, all three, phone and text?
All three.
All three. And it's not a requirement.
They all ring to my cell phone, so it's
okay.
Not a big deal.
That's good. Now, it's not a requirement. I just always ask, licensed and insured, in the process, not required where you are.
For, like, my business?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
That's a good question. They kind of vary. I mean,
okay.
I put on the my Google profile, like 8 to 5, but, I mean.
Is that like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? Look.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Friday. Saturday.
Is 8 to 12:30.
Like 8 to noon. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, most of the time on Saturdays, people
yeah.
want to get something done. If they call, I run over there and it's no big deal.
Okay. So do you want me to just keep it how, like, you have it on your Google profile? It shows Sunday is closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then forms of payments that you accept, check, cash, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Cash, check, credit card.
Okay. All right, it looks like I got all of that. Okay, the next thing I need you to do, if I know you got a lot of text messages and emails, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It'll start off by saying, Dear Jake R. Hoffman, it would have came after your welcome one.
And is that an email?
We sent it both email and we also sent it in a text message.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and it says, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click on where it says, click here. And it's going to open a page that says at the very top, local / terms of experience. You see that there?
Yep.
Okay. So on that page, what you're going to do is you're going to scroll down to the very bottom. It's going to ask you to type your name in the signature box. But before you do that, Jake, there's a box right above it to the left. And next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking in that box, what you're saying is it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then
okay.
when you type in your name, you're going to type it exactly as it reads, just Jake R, no period, and then Hoffman. And then you'll click
okay.
on confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to open a page that's going to ask you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, awesome. So the username and password we don't have yet, but this is, I wanted you to see this because this is where you would go in to track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So remember, always save your receipts, all marketing, I don't have to tell you, but I always like to remind everyone it's a write-off on your taxes, okay? And so just the last reminders is tomorrow they're going to call you. Remember, between 10 and 11 o'clock your time from an 877 number. Make sure to answer all calls within that hour, and we'll send you the reminder an hour before just to let you know what's coming up. Now, with the timeline, just to go over with you again, so you're going to need to add us on as managers, okay, so that way we can optimize your profile page to the first page, maintain it there, and also with your Facebook, okay, just managers, we're not owners, all right? Now, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories. We're also going to send you a link. With that link for the reports, your username and your password, you can always update it to a password of your choice, so that way you can start going in and tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. Typically, what it does state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement, it can happen between 30 to 45 days. We like to under-promise and over-deliver. I've seen it, Jake, where it's happened sooner. It could possibly happen sooner for you because you've already PIN verified the business. It's a matter of you adding us on as manager. However, we're going to send you notifications letting you know when you're live in the Facebook ads, when you're on the first page of Google, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed and processed. Okay? And then the last thing I need to ask you is, so for your security question, okay, this is for your protection. You have a choice between your security question being your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which security question did you want?
City I was born in.
Okay, city you were born in, and what is the city name?
Bemidji.
Bemidji? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, that was easy. No. Okay, yeah. So let me put that in. All right. So at any time, you know, if you were to get a call from someone saying you need to pay X amount of money, what you tell them is, what's my security question? And if they can't answer that, then you know that that's definitely not us. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Other than that, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I want to thank you, Jake, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Of course. Any other questions for me? I know I've taken up a lot of your time.
I don't think so. Not yet, anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you enjoy the rest of your time there in Vegas. I know it's work, you know, but still. Have fun.
Will okay. do. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.